headlines. No diesel crisis in Zambia, ERB assures, and 200 bodybuilders set to show off muscles. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has denied reports of a diesel crisis in the country, stating that the country has sufficient diesel stocks. As of December 2, 2025, the country has 150.2 million litres of diesel, with 47.72 million litres stored at the Ndola Fuel Depot and 102.48 million litres held at the Kingamboni Tank Farm in Tanzania. This is according to a press statement released by ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumba.
News 360.
The Zambia Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation, ZBBFF, is set to host its first record-breaking bodybuilders national tournament, with about 200 bodybuilders set to participate from across provinces. Speaking in an interview with Zenith, ZBBFF Vice President Chimuka Hambele said representatives from Eastern Copperbelt, Southern and Western provinces will participate in the upcoming tournament set for December 6, 2025. Hambele said this shows how the sport is slowly growing in the country and appealed for more people to participate in the competition.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
President Putin has insisted Russia will take control of eastern Ukraine's Donbass region, militarily or otherwise. In defiant comments days after his talks with U.S. negotiators on ending the war, Mr. Putin said Ukrainian troops would have to leave territory they still controlled, or it would be conquered by force. European countries, he said, should get involved in what he called a peace settlement, rather than hindering the process. The comments were carried in Russian state media as Mr. Putin travels to India to shore up support from a key ally, which is under intense U.S. pressure to stop buying Russian oil. President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will meet Ukrainian negotiators later on Thursday to discuss the U.S.-backed peace plan. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have struck transport and infrastructure facilities in southwestern Ukraine. Earlier, a Ukrainian energy company said a facility in southern Odessa had been attacked overnight, leaving more than 51,000 households without power. Tens of thousands of people were also left without heating in the frontline city of Kherson after a series of strikes.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 7 ngwe. The Great British pound is trading at 30 kwacha 68 ngwe. The euro is trading at 26 kwacha 91 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 35 ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
Mikel Merino and Bukayo Saka scored as Arsenal beat Brentford 2-0 to restore their 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League. Manager Mikel Arteta made three changes to the side that drew with Chelsea on Sunday, with Ben White, Noni Madueke and captain Martin Odegaard coming in. Lusaka is mostly cloudy, the temperature peaking at 30 degrees Celsius. Tonight we'll see low clouds and will be humid, with the temperature dropping to as low as 19 degrees Celsius. The headlines. No diesel crisis in Zambia, ERB assures, and 200 bodybuilders set to show off muscles. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 FM, Lusaka's official number one hit music station.
Me and them are not the same. I'm trying to be human.